Rescue workers battled Thursday to reach those still trapped in the wreckage of the collapsed four-story building in Lagos. The leader of the Red Cross team, Umar Megare, told VOA that rescue efforts have been severely hampered by the withdrawal of equipment belonging to a local construction company.
Los Vega withdrew its earth-moving equipment yesterday, so they are using crude tools as usual. Work is going on, but using crude tools, sledgehammer, shovels and digger, which is what our volunteers and the community members have been doing since last night. But they've not succeeded in fishing out anybody from yesterday up to this morning. But they worked throughout the night.
The Red Cross official was certain that there were still survivors trapped underneath the rubble nearly 48 hours after the building came crashing down.
We are still expecting people, even those that may be alive, under the rubble. So that is why the community and the Red Crossers are still trying. I don't know what the government is going to do today. If they are returning the equipment, that would be good for everybody. Because even those that are dead have started smelling. So it's good if we can have the crane to see what we can do if we can evacuate the dead.
Experts say many buildings in Nigeria are constructed with substandard materials and regulation is weak. Dozens of people have died in collapsed buildings in Africa's most populous country in the past few years. Bayo Adeola is a structural engineer in Lagos.
Behind all of this is provision of housing. If each person still needs to struggle to build his own house with inadequate money, he hardly can pay for good quality. If the industry is not regulated, and all sorts of charlatans can be contractors just because you have access to people who are in a position to give you contracts, then we're going to keep having the issue of collapsed houses.
Red Cross officials say 20 bodies have been pulled out of the wrecked block of apartments and shops where about 100 people lived. At least 50 survivors have been rescued. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.